The Machine Shed Restaurant in Urbandale, Iowa, is a favorite stop for political candidates on the campaign trail. As the spotlight on Iowa fades for a few months in the wake of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's successful effort to win the straw poll, restaurant manager Alan Rudin says the results are irrelevant.
Doesn't matter. It's a long ways. Personally, it's a long ways out. The things will fluctuate. It's a good start. So it can weed some people out. It can elevate some people. So in that sense, it matters. But at the end of the day, we're 16, 15 months away from anything really happening. And Iowans know that you don't make up your mind yet. Things change.
The Republican presidential debates and the straw poll puts the relatively small Midwestern state of Iowa at the epicenter of national politics more than a year before the general election. At the Smoky Row Coffee Shop in the state capital, Des Moines, retired home builder Ed Quick says Iowans are used to the attention.
We always have the first caucus and so forth, and it's not unusual. I mean, Iowa gets a lot of exposure, and it's well it should. It probably helps the economy, too.
Concerns about the economy dominated the campaign leading up to the straw poll. Along the way, each candidate tried to convince voters they had the best solution to bring prosperity back to the United States. But Iowa State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald, a Democrat, says the economy in Iowa doesn't need fixed.
A balanced budget, $1 billion surplus, AAA ratings for the state of Iowa, low unemployment, 6% unemployment in the state of Iowa, and farmers are doing great. That's good leadership. And that President Obama policies have helped Iowa greatly, and it's important to Iowa that we keep him on as president.
Home builder Ed Quick, who was forced into retirement when the housing market collapsed in 2008, says his industry, even in Iowa, is still suffering.
I worked new housing construction for about 30 years. I've seen it coming. Banks were making loans to people that couldn't afford it on housing. That's going to catch up with them. And I don't see any reversal of that now.
The economy and jobs are likely to be a theme that continues into the primary election season, which starts with the Iowa caucuses in early 2012. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who finished 8th in Saturday's poll, says the Iowa caucuses have always been his campaign's target.
Our goal has been January, and we're moving forward for January. We have some very, very strong people who are helping us, and we think that's going to dramatically broaden in September. I think we're very close to being on schedule for the campaign we want to run, which is a very different campaign.
With Texas Governor Rick Perry now officially a candidate for president, the political playing field is more crowded. With many presidential hopefuls competing for staff and money, those who finished at the bottom of the straw poll could find themselves out of the picture before voters have a chance to cast another ballot. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.